This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps in the 2008 Badwater Ultramarathon. We are at Panamint Springs right now, and I'm sitting here talking to
Vincent Toumazou from France, pacing for and crewing for Kermit Cuff from San Francisco. And it's really a great adventure, and yeah, it's totally amazing. So there are friends of mine who have already run that race, and so every year I'm on the web watching at the live race, and so it's actually I was looking for a team for crewing this year, so I had some. A few contacts with American runners. They were all really great, answering my emails and considering my application. It was really great. And my choice was that it should be more useful for me to be involved in an American crew, because I would learn much more than with a French crew or European crew. And I got in contact with Kermit through a French guy living in the Silicon Valley, in the great runner Jean Pommier, and he was kind enough to make me having a contact with Kermit. And Kermit, without any hesitation, agreed to involve me in his team. And it's really a dream. And today, in some sense, Kermit is making the dream coming true, and it's really nice. I'm very happy, and many thanks to Kermit, of course, and to the other member of the crew. It's great. It's a good experience to see how to manage everything. I have everything to discover here, so it's really a first approach, and it's great for me to see that. And of course, I would like to be here within 2 or 3 years, so probably 2 years should be okay.
So what are some of the things you've learned while you've been crewing?
Well, the first thing is that you can be down, having a hard time, and a few minutes after that, everything is okay. And Kermit did that perfectly today. After Furnace Creek, he had a really hard time. And then he now is really running fast, and everything is okay. And in addition, it's really interesting to see how to manage the heat and the effect of the heat on the runner, and how to fight against the heat with bandanas and things like that, ice. I had the occasion to test that, because when I paced for Kermit, I used the bandanas and things like that. It's really interesting to cool like that, and I didn't feel the heat so strong.
You came last year on your honeymoon?
Yeah, I was here with my wife, and actually we went from Long Pine to Badwater, and I know it was the race and the road of the race, and as soon as I drove here, I knew that I would like to do the race, and my wife understood that probably also without saying anything, so I would be very happy if she would be with me for crewing in my team within 2 years. And I hope she would be coming. So Natalie, you should come here. It's a great experience, you know. You will enjoy that. Yeah, probably I will have the occasion to have some tests for the regarding stress, sleeping aspect, how to manage stress and things like that, actually. And in addition, probably we should try to have a two-fold activity between my company and one in the U.S. for kids and education programs.
What is your company?
The National Space Agency in France. And we try to work on climate and things like that. So it's just starting, but we would like to do that.
Any other messages for your friends in France?
Oh, yeah. I say hello to everyone. Everything is perfectly. It's going okay. And, it's really a nice experience. And je passe un grand bonjour à tous les amis, à la famille, à mes filles, à Cécile. Sois courageuse, Cécile. Et puis j'envoie des grosses bises à Nathalie, et j'espère que tu seras dans l'équipe le prochain coup. Et puis un coucou aux parents, aux copains, à tous ceux qui se reconnaîtront. À bientôt.
Merci d'avoir écouté cette édition du Badwater Ultramarathon 7 juillet 2008.